And when you're ready, after you're all settled, and if you choose to, please close your eyes. Even in this first minute, begin to let go of the questioning. Begin to cultivate at least the intention of letting the mind stop racing. Invite it to relax. Even if it doesn't want to, that's fine. The invitation is there. The intention is there. And as you settle into your practice, start to notice the quality of presence. Start to notice just a little bit of stillness. Maybe it's between a couple thoughts that haven't quite dropped away yet. Maybe it's some stillness in the body as it settles. I like to start our practice each week just by acknowledging the other people in the room, just for a few minutes. Because once you leave here, your practice is so solitary. You go home, you close the door, you get in your car, you're alone. You're alone with your thoughts. Even when you're practicing, it can be lonely. You're not sure if what you're doing is working, if it's right or wrong. It can be frustrating, right? But here, in this room, we're all here for similar reasons. We're literally all in this together. We're breathing the same air. We're just looking for a little bit of stillness. We have the same frustrations and obstacles. We hear the same annoying sounds. So you're not alone in this. Even when you can't see the other people in this room, even when you're at home on your own, they're out there. They're practicing. They're still facing those obstacles. So in the spirit of not being in this alone, of connectedness, let's take 3 deep breaths together. First, inhaling deeply through the nose, drinking in the air in the room, and through the mouth, exhale. Feel the release. Inhale deeply through the nose, nice and slow, big breath. And through the mouth, exhale. Last breath in the deepest. Inhale deeply through the nose. Chest rises, belly expands. And through the mouth, let it go. And simply allow the breath to resume its normal, natural rhythm. Whatever that means for you. Feel the heartbeat start to slow after those long breaths. Feel your rhythmic breathing jump in. Feel it take over. And just let your awareness rest on it. Even now, your mind is going to look for anything else to do, any kind of entertainment. It'll look for thoughts, complaints, stories. What we're cultivating here is kindness. Every time it wanders, gently invite it back. Know that there's nothing wrong about having a thought in this class. About having a million thoughts, about being angry the whole way through it. There is nothing wrong with that. The challenge is not resisting an emotion like anger, not resisting your thoughts. Because when you do, you're resisting this moment, which is the whole point, to be present, to be with this moment, no matter what it is. So let's get simple. Let's go to the breath and let's start there. Start to watch your inhales and your exhales, just like you're watching the waves on the ocean. Coming and going, in and out. Let each breath wash over you. Even when the mind wanders, let the breath be constant. Try not to let go of it. Let it be present. And just like when you're watching the ocean, and at first it just looks like waves, and then the deeper you look, you start to notice the crests, the falls, the foam, the color. Start to notice your breath in that way. Start to examine the quality of each breath, its top and its bottom, its deepest point. Notice whether your breath is rich and deep tonight, or if it's soft and gentle, barely noticeable at all. There's no need to change it or to question it. Just notice. Notice the length of each inhale and each exhale. No need to compare the two or ask why. We're just watching. We're just witnessing. Using your awareness, follow the path that each breath takes as you draw it in, from the nose, into the throat, the chest, deep into the belly. And with your awareness, follow the path back out as you exhale. Beyond this direct path, where else can you feel each breath as you draw it in? Where outside of the throat, the chest, the belly, can you feel it? Maybe the shoulders rise. Maybe there's a slight relaxation in the hands, in the face. Notice the temperature of the air on your nostrils as you draw it in, and how it's warmed as you breathe it out. What aromas can you smell on the air as you drink it in? Within that smell, can you break it down into its parts? Smell of the room, the essential oils that were sprayed in the class before us, mixed with the smell of your shampoo, the smell of your clothing. At any time in your practice, know that you can come back to the simple act of following your breath. The deeper you go into it, the more there is to explore. And the more you notice, the easier it is to stay present. The mind is always looking for entertainment. Teach it that this breath is enough. Teach it to look deeply into whatever your object of meditation is, and it'll stay with you. Moving on from the breath, we'll go to the body because it exists in this moment. It's physically here. It provides us with sensations, with feelings, with tightness, with openness, with discomfort. All of these things are qualities that can keep us present if we just notice them. Even things like discomfort that might strike the judging mind as negative or unpleasant. In our practice, our non-judging practice, these distractions are really just objects of meditation. They just give us one more thing to focus on, one more thing to keep us present, to notice. And in that is freedom. Then we don't need to react to them. We can just notice and let them pass. So moving at your own pace, inhale deeply and send the breath to the topmost part of your body, the crown of your head, the scalp. And as you draw your breath there, when you exhale, release whatever tension you find. Even the smallest tensions. Let go of any cloudiness that you find circulating above your head, any static energy. Just visualize breathing it out, letting it go. Breathe into the forehead, the space between the eyes. And as you exhale, let the space soften, let it relax. Notice if your eyebrows are furrowed tightly together. Let them be soft. Breathe into the eyes themselves. And as you exhale, let them melt in their sockets. The eyelids gently closed, but not forced. Inviting the eyes to relax. And yet noticing any movement, noticing any colors, any lights on the other side of your eyelids, not resisting this movement in the eyes, just letting it be, welcoming it as one more thing to notice, one more thing to be with. And then too, notice when it passes on its own. when the movement stops, when stillness comes in. As you scan the body tonight, I want you to pay particular attention to any areas of stillness. There will be tightness, imbalances, pleasant feelings, unpleasant ones. But notice the stillness, notice the space. And that might not make sense right now, but be open to it. For example, notice that moment when the eyes stop moving behind the eyelids. Notice that split second when the eyebrows relax, when you feel that tiny relief of softness in the eyes. Moving on, inhale deeply and visualize sending this breath into the cheeks. And as you exhale, let the tongue fall from the roof of the mouth. Let the cheeks soften. Create an openness in the mouth as you exhale. Create space. Breathing out any stale air that you're holding in your mouth. Letting it go. Inviting in fresh oxygen. Cleansing breaths. Breathe into the jaw. And as you exhale, let it soften. Breathe into every tiny muscle in your face, every expression that you've had on your face today. And breathe them out. Let go of any remaining tension in the face, the jaw, the cheeks. Breathe deeply and send this breath into the shoulders. Maybe lifting the shoulders towards the ears as you do so. And as you exhale, let them fall down and back, placing them over your hips if you're seated, or if you're laying, letting the shoulders be heavy, letting whatever tension you're holding in them just melt into the floor or the wall behind you. Feel the wall absorbing any energy, any weight that you're carrying in your shoulders. Breathe it out, let it go. For any weight in the shoulders or stress that persists, that maybe doesn't go away with the first exhale, that stays behind, remember this is too an opportunity to stay present, to notice what the tension feels like, where its epicenter is. Is it a heat or is it a coolness? Breathe deeply, sending this breath down the torso. Again, following that path that we noticed when we were doing our breath work. The path from the nose, past the throat, past the heart center, the diaphragm, deep into the belly. And as you exhale, let the belly soften, especially if you're seated. Let it relax. Allow yourself to feel that relief of just letting the core be disengaged, letting it be soft. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean to hunch forward, to let go of all control. The shoulders stay over the hips, the hands gently placed in front of us, but let the belly be soft. The tension we hold here in our core, in the core of our physical body, causes digestive issues, posture issues, imbalances with our overall posture. Each time the mind wanders, I encourage you to check back in with the stomach. Notice how tightly and how quickly it reengages. Again, all opportunities to be present, all work to be done. And as long as we're working in this moment with what's real, with what exists, then the mind won't need to go to work on problems, on worries, on that artificial reality that it convinces you is true and real. Stay with what's here. Stay with what's present. Remember, this is enough. Moving on, we breathe deeply, sending the nice deep breath down the torso into the hips, into the thighs, the whole way down our legs, into the tips of our toes. And as you exhale, notice any tightness in the legs. Maybe for the first time, noticing some real discomfort, depending on how you're sitting. And it's a good time to remember, there's no right and wrong in this practice. Movement doesn't mean that you've made a mistake or you're doing it wrong. If you notice discomfort, by all means, move to adjust. That's what the practice is. We're not noticing to ignore, we're noticing to respond. But maybe first, look at that discomfort. Pinpoint where it's coming from. Notice where the imbalance might be that's causing it before you move. Do a little work. And again, as you scan the legs, continuing to breathe deeply into them, notice any places of stillness, of comfort, of relaxation. Appreciate these too, not just noticing the discomfort. Bring the awareness back to the breath if your mind has wandered, which I'm sure it has, probably several times. Remember, keep it simple. Watch the breath. All that needs to be done is to notice this inhale, and then this one. Allow the breaths to grow deeper. Now moving from the areas of the body to the full physical body. I'm talking the cells, the tissues, the muscles. Every pound of this body of yours, as it sits or lays in this room, breathe into it. Let yourself feel grounded and weighted in this body, in this vehicle for breath, for thought, for movement. As you breathe, notice the places of openness in the body. Notice the expansion. Notice the stillness. Notice how, in a way, the body is like a canvas. Sensations arise from this canvas, from this plane. Discomfort paints this canvas in certain places. But what's between the paint? What's between each area of discomfort? What's in the spaces between? This is the stillness that I ask you to notice. Much the same with your consciousness. Think of it as a plane or as a canvas, each thought arising from it, but being noticed by it. Each emotion, every discomfort, every itch, every movement arising from this canvas, painting it, coloring it. I want you to think of this canvas as your true self. It's not this body. It's not these thoughts that your mind is serving up one after the other. It's not a story that you've told yourself about yourself since you were a tiny child. The real you is this canvas that everything arises from. The real you is what notices, what witnesses. When you lose touch with inner stillness, you lose touch with yourself. When you lose touch with yourself, you lose yourself in the world. Your innermost sense of self, of who you are, is inseparable from stillness. This is the I am that is deeper than name and form. This is the canvas that form arises from, that thought arises from. Moving from the physical body, but still keeping the breath there, letting it ground you, letting it set the pace for your practice, I invite you to dive below the surface of the body into that space of stillness, into that plane of consciousness. Here you'll notice every sensation in the body. You'll notice every sound. You'll notice every thought. But like being in the center of a hurricane, these things will swirl around you. They are not you. They're just tools, things to notice to keep you present, to keep you aware. We'll spend the last few minutes of class in a silent meditation, during which you can practice whatever works for you, whatever makes you feel good tonight. If that's following the breath and that's it, if it's noticing sensations in the body, scanning the body and letting go of extra stress, or maybe it's contemplating that canvas, connecting with that consciousness, noticing if only for a split second the areas of stillness, getting back to what you are, what you're made of. Ending with the sound of the bell, these next few minutes are yours. wherever you are, just notice if you're in a thought, if you're lost in that canvas, if you're with the breath or the body, just bring the awareness back to the breath. Maybe try a deep cleansing breath to seal your practice as a reminder that the end is always the same as the beginning. There's really nothing in between, no mistakes, no failures. Bring some mindful movement into the body, the fingers and toes. Feel free to stretch. And when you're ready, feel free to open your eyes.